Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Seven candidates have qualified for the second GOP presidential primary debate tomorrow night at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, former Vice President Mike Pence, Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum all made the cut. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson failed to meet the party's polling threshold and individual donor requirements. The first U.S.-made M1 Abrams tanks, one of the most sophisticated and deadly in the world, have arrived in Ukraine to help with its counteroffensive against Russian invaders. President Zelensky acknowledged their arrival yesterday. Credit rating firm Moody's has warned that a shutdown of the U.S. federal government would be credit negative for the dollar. The federal government runs out of money at the end of Saturday. The AAA rating on the United States, which indicates U.S. government bonds are among the safest investment on Earth, could be in jeopardy of a lesser rating should elected officials fail to come to terms. Fitch Ratings stripped the United States of its AAA rating in August, citing the debt ceiling being way too high and the government not functioning well. S&P Global downgraded the U.S. from AAA back in 2011 after a similar debt ceiling fight. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan has announced a timeline for testimony before the panel from David Weiss, the U.S. attorney turned special counsel who recently indicted first son Hunter Biden on a gun-related charge. Weiss will testify before the House on October 18th. Today is officially Johnny Appleseed Day, and yes, he was a true-to-life American. USA News.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now. Now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Sophia Loren is currently hospitalized with several bone fractures following a fall at her home on Sunday. It's being reported Loren had emergency surgery after she fractured her femur and several other bones as a result of a bad fall at her Swiss home near Lake Geneva. Ukraine Special Forces reported they have killed Moscow's top admiral in Crimea and 33 other officers in last week's missile attack on Russian headquarters in the Black Sea. The Russian Defense Ministry did not immediately respond when asked by a Reuters reporter to confirm or deny that Admiral Viktor Sokolov, the commander of the Black Sea Fleet and one of Russia's most senior Navy officers, had been killed. It should be noted each side has exaggerated enemy losses and says little about its own losses. This week, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky, announced the witnesses for the first hearing on the President Biden impeachment inquiry. The witnesses include Bruce Dubinsky, the founder of Dubinsky Consulting, and a forensic accountant, Eileen O'Connor, who formerly served as the Assistant Attorney General in the Department of Justice's Tax Division, and Professor Jonathan Turley of George Washington University Law School. The hearing is titled The Basis for an Impeachment Inquiry of President Joseph R. Biden Jr., and it will take place on Thursday. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, we're going to talk economic news with Dr. Michael Bussler in a moment. J.P. Morgan answers the question, what's going to happen to the economies looking into late 2024? We expect the volatility that dominated the U.S. economy over the pandemic period to diminish in the second half of 2024. We forecast that overall growth will return to more stable pre-pandemic rates. Inflation will drift closer to 2%, and the Fed will lower rates to near 4%. This is their idea. I'm not sure how they're working this out, because others are saying that we are heading into a recession. Some have even suggested that we've already been there, kind of reminiscent of the Obama years where, you know, the information that we got was always a day late and many dollars short. Dr. Michael Bussler joins us now. Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Bill. Thanks for having me. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here.
You know, we love having you on because you give it to us straight. I mean, you know, we've got all these other water carriers for this administration, and you don't know what to believe because, you know, they try to paint a rosy picture, and you might almost buy into it, and then you go to get gas or you go to the grocery store, and you go, I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, so a couple of things you talked about, recession and inflation. So let's start with inflation. Inflation, which was real bad, up to 9% middle of last year, they got it down to, on an annual basis, down to 3%. But the last couple of months, it started to tick up, 3.2 and then 3.7. I believe it's likely to go higher, mostly because energy prices are now rising. They had been falling for a long time. They're now rising.
We're going into the winter months as well, right? So the projection for cost of fuel during the winter is always higher.
Exactly. So I think this year we're going to end the year at about a 4.5% inflation rate. I think the Fed made a mistake by not raising interest rates last week. They're trying to navigate between inflation and bringing the economy in for a soft landing. My view is that inflation should be their number one priority now, even if it means the economy slows down a little bit. And the reason for that is if you don't attack inflation early, it turns out to be a very severe problem and one that's hard to get rid of. Ronald Reagan once famously said, inflation is like a cancer. And it has to be treated early and aggressively. Well, right. The early part, the Fed already missed. They all through 21 and into part of 22, they didn't do anything. And then they finally realized that inflation was a problem, and they started to do something about it, and they raised interest rates very aggressively. And then at the end of last year, they started to slow down the rate increases, and this last time, they didn't raise the rates at all. Look, I know high interest rates hurt everybody. It hurts business. It hurts consumers. The economy is harder to operate at high interest rates. But this inflation, if we don't get rid of it quickly, it gets embedded into the economy. And I just wrote about this yesterday in my Newsmax column. What's happening now is Americans are getting into a bad inflation psychology, and that makes inflation much harder to solve. So what's inflation psychology? Normally, I've been buying a product for years, and it was $10, and I've been buying it, you know, for many years. Suddenly, I go in one day, and the price is $12. Now, a normal consumer would say, well, you know, that's a big jump in price. I'm going to make sure I need it, number one. Look at what all the alternatives are. Maybe I can find something better, a lower price. So consumers typically resist higher prices. Once you get into an inflation psychology, the price goes up. People say, well, the price is going up for everything. I have to pay it. And they start to say, you know, I better buy it today before it gets more expensive tomorrow. Once you get in that psychology that inflation is embedded, it's very difficult to end. The other
it's like a trap, Michael, isn't it?
I mean, exactly.
Right, exactly. It's like, you know, a little rat trap. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
And even worse, it gets embedded into wage demands. Now, for decades prior to 2021, inflation was running, you know, 2.5%. People were getting, you know, a 3% wage increase, and everybody was okay with that. Suddenly, if somebody asked for a wage increase much above 3-4%, you would say, what, are they crazy? There's no way that makes any sense. That's normal behavior. Once you get into this inflation psychology, the UAW says inflation hit 9% at a point last year. It might come back again. I better get a 9% raise. Right. And then, and people start to say, well, I guess that makes sense. So now you embed high wage increases, and that leads to, and I talked on the show before about this, that leads to the wage price spiral. So prices go up, people want higher wage increases to cover that, and labor costs for business goes up, so they have to raise prices more, and the labor says, look, prices are going up, I need even a larger increase. You get into this wage price spiral, which is very difficult to end. It took we had this back in the late 70s. It took a very severe recession in 1981 to get out of this inflation psychology and to break the wage price spiral.
Well, as you say, Michael, this UAW strike, this is huge. I mean, and how they deal with this, and you know, timing's everything. I mean, we're trying to negotiate a situation with them in the midst of the buildings burning down. And there can be desperation, and there can be some bad decisions that, as you say, you end up adding that to the recipe and baking it into the cake. And now you're carrying unnecessary weight along the way, right? I mean, it's almost like,
exactly.
I mean, the timing of all this is not good. I mean, you got a gun held to your head. You got to try to make this work. And, you know, it's almost like, you know, at points like Congress, you want to be able to, you know, come up with some sort of, you know, CR for the UAW, you know, just to get us on the other side of this to where, you know, sober minds might have a better shot at it, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. And, you know, the other thing you brought up was recession. The economy has been growing at a 2% rate the first half of this year. Indications are it's still growing at about that rate, which is very baffling to me. I thought the economy would be in recession by now, and I've said that on your show
exactly
a number of times. So why was I wrong? Well, what has kept the economy out of recession primarily is consumer spending. That accounts for about 70% of GDP. So consumers had a lot of money to spend because the government gave out free money to everybody in 2020 and 2021. The average family of four got over $11,000 in free money from the government, whether you were negatively impacted economically by the virus or not.
So that money still hanging around? I thought we already spent it.
We did. And when that spending ran out, I thought, well, consumers will cut back on their spending. But they didn't do that. They started running up bills on their credit cards. So they continue to spend. Credit card debt for the first time in history is now exceeding $1 trillion.
Never Unbelievable.
Has it been there? And so people are spending on their credit cards, and that's what's keeping the economy going eventually.
Got to go to break. More from Michael Bussler after this.
Cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Hey, we're giving you straight the whole truth and nothing but, no spin here, no Bidenomics, just, plain English, 1 + 1 still equals 2 here on this radio show. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Michael Bussler is with us, public policy analyst, economics expert, professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. You know, Michael, I've been saying to the audience for a while now that, the economic situation that we're in, for the most part, I want people to know, this isn't their fault. This is what's being done to them. This is, again, some of the things that Barack Obama said were quite profound. And I think one of the ones that was most profound was he said that elections have consequences. And, you know, the 2020 election, we're living out the nightmare, the consequence of the 2020 election. I know people still want to debate as to what happened, but here we are. What is, and we've learned that, you know, our government doesn't care if we have a question about any kind of results. It just suck it up, buttercup. You got to live with it. And so here we are. We've got a president that we're going, okay, well, this is what we got to live with. He kills the energy sector. I mean, he basically lit the match to inflation. And he started paying off all these political debts. The Fed got involved, too. I think Powell was looking over his shoulder because he wanted to be, you know, Joe Biden's buddy, just like Yellen wanted to be with Barack Obama. Right. I mean, they get outside. They get involved. I mean, you know, Merrick Garland, you know, here he is. He's supposed to be independent. And you're telling me that he's not doing the business. He tries to tell everybody, well, I'm not doing the business. Right. Well, forget about what you're saying. Look at what you're doing. You know, it's like Lois Lerner. You know, well, I didn't do what the president said. Oh, no. Oh, okay. So he only suggested that you should target conservative groups. And what happened over the next 18 months? You targeted conservative groups. There was an inordinate imbalance of who the IRS went after during that period of time between conservatives and liberals. So, you know, tell me what you want to tell me, but, you know, look at, I can see reality for myself, and this is what's going on. But meanwhile, we the people are paying the price, and I'm just saying to the American people, you got to get out. Make sure you register to vote. Make sure you vote. Make sure you protect the vote. Whatever you can do to help out, because, look at, cheaters cheat. And I think the general consensus, the majority of Americans, Michael Bussler, believe that there was severe cheating that happened in 2020. Regardless, I mean, this isn't sour grapes. I mean, people know what's fair instinctively. Even a two-year-old knows when things aren't fair. In fact, I think that's some of the first words they learn before they learn mommy and daddy. You know, they learn that's not fair.
Not fair.
You know? So I'm just saying. Anyway,
yeah, go ahead. You know, Bill, you bring up a whole lot of good points there. The government, the federal government, is completely responsible for the economic quagmire we're in today. Mm-hmm. When Biden got into office, the economy was growing at a 6% annual rate. He didn't need to pass a stimulus bill. He didn't need to pass a, quote, inflation reduction act. All of that added to excess demand in the economy, and the excess demand led to higher prices. He continued to...
Michael, real quick, excuse me just a second. Let me interrupt here.
Yeah.
He didn't have to, as far as we could see, but he had to, because he had to for political reasons. He had to pay off debts.
Okay.
I still maintain the debts that he had to pay politically go back to Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton didn't deliver in 2016. Because they made all kinds of promises, all this dark money, and people that gave her all kinds of money to be president of the United States. These guys were, you know, because it was a million to one, right? I mean, that's what CNN, million to one, she's going to win, right? She didn't deliver. So now, you know, the Democratic operatives were carrying this huge bucket load of favors that were beholden to all this dark money. And so Joe Biden comes in. Can't let a good, you know, a good crisis go to waste. And they got the Treasury doors open and they started emptying it out, all at the expense of everyday Americans, 50% at least, which are not Democrats and were not beholden. They didn't owe a debt to this dark money. So here it is. And we are shouldering the weight of those political payoffs.
You know, Bill, that's exactly right. So I start off by saying, from an economic standpoint, President Biden did not have to pass any more stimulus. So he shouldn't have done that from an economic standpoint. But you correctly said he didn't do it for economic reasons. He did it for political reasons. And when that happens, the economy ends up suffering, making matters worse. And I don't know what the Federal Reserve was thinking. This, I keep referring to their behavior in 2021 as shockingly irresponsible. While the economy is growing at a 6% rate, the unemployment rate is tumbling down as the economy recovers from the shutdown. from the prior year, the Federal Reserve kept interest rates at zero
right.
for the entire year and really into up till June of 2022. And then to make it even worse, Biden had a deficit of $3 trillion. That's divided up by 12, that's $250 billion a month.
Mm-hmm.
The Federal Reserve bought $240 billion, almost all of it, by simply printing up money and expanding the money supply. Under any scenario, that
right.
is extremely inflationary. So mm-hmm. I started off by saying the federal government caused this economic quagmire on a fiscal policy note, spending way more money than they should have spent, although they were politically obligated to do it, and I understand that. But economically, it was a disaster. And the Federal Reserve, I'm shocked that all during 2021 they just let all this happen. So the Federal Reserve,
like they didn't know it was going to happen, Michael. Michael, anybody, any organization who had a chief financial officer that would make such boneheaded moves would have been fired. I mean, your life expectancy in the boardroom was, you know, measured in seconds at that point. I mean, this stuff. You know, this what you're talking about right now, I mean, this is academic stuff, right?
Exactly. So how did they justify it? Janet Yellen said, well, I know all the theories, economic theories say when you vastly increase the money supply, it's going to lead to inflation. But now we have modern monetary theory. And modern monetary theory, which was completely wrong, and I said so at the time, modern monetary theory, she says you can increase the money supply when you're trying to grow the economy and it won't cause any inflation. And she actually believed that. Paul Krugman, a Nobel Prize winning economist, very liberal, writes for the New York Times. He's a big proponent of modern monetary theory. Expand the money supply and don't worry about inflation. Well, all of this turned out to be wrong, and anybody with common sense would know it would be wrong. It led to the inflation problem today, and it led to the Federal Reserve having to react very strongly and push interest rates to where they're now up to decades high. People go to get a mortgage today, it's 7.5% for a mortgage, and it's likely to inch up higher.
Yeah, they've single-handedly killed the real estate market, you know, to be honest with you. And you know, and this whole idea, I mean, the idea that, you know, as Janet Yellen, I thought you were going to refer to her moment of inflation as being transitory or something, you know, it's like, it was all transitory. That was a new word. That's all part of the modern, you know, vernacular that goes along with this. You see, her and Krugman, to me, you see, when people, you know, make bad moves like this, you just set them aside. You don't listen to them anymore. You say, you know what? You've lost your footing, your authority. You see, but what happens, unfortunately, is CNN and those on the left will bring them back on and give them voice and position. And everyday Americans think, okay, well, it must not have been too bad. But it's like, wait a minute. These guys blew it. And you can't afford. I mean, it's like having a pilot in a plane. You know, if a pilot crashes a plane, you don't put him back in the plane right away, you know, if at all, right? Especially if he's a military officer and he crashes a multi-million dollar jet, you know, you're put on timeout. In some cases, it could be permanent, right?
That's exactly right. And yet these people are still in power, still making wrong decisions. And you're right, Janet Yellen. You know, first she started with the transitory inflation. Never in history, unless you're in a war or something, has inflation been transitory. Then she comes up with modern monetary theory. And then to pass that Inflation Reduction Act, she comes up with new supply-side economic theory that government can overspend and it won't cause inflation. All of that didn't make any sense then.
Exactly. Got to leave it there, buddy.
We're paying
Dr. Michael Bussler, thank you, sir.
Firehouse Subs guests have been asking for one thing. The return of the King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw Sandwich. Ready for a return to flavor paradise? The beloved sandwich is back for limited time, featuring a blend of sweet, savory, and tangy flavors with irresistible King's Hawaiian bread, slow-smoked pulled pork, melted pepper jack cheese, and slaw. Transport your taste buds to flavor paradise. It pairs perfectly with the new tropical cherry limeade with a pineapple flavor twist, available in original sparkling zero sugar and sparkling zero sugar. A portion of every purchase of the King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw will go to Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation. Foundation's Hawaii Disaster Relief Fund to support relief and recovery efforts in Hawaii. Since 2005, the foundation has awarded more than $77 million to first responders and public safety organizations across the country. To learn more, visit your local Firehouse Subs or visit www.firehousesubs.com. Sponsored by Firehouse Subs.
USA News Update. Seven candidates have qualified for the second GOP presidential primary debate tomorrow night at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, former Vice President Mike Pence, Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum all made the cut. Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson failed to meet the party's polling threshold and individual donor requirements. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan has announced a timeline for testimony before the panel from David Weiss, the U.S. attorney turned special counsel who recently indicted first son Hunter Biden on a gun-related charge. Weiss will testify before the House on October 18th. Lance Pry, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Boy, after hearing all about this economic news, we need a breather here. We need to find balance, and the place to go is, where we get help. We look to the hills, and our help comes from God Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, not from Washington, D.C., clearly. Well, it's the day after Yom Kippur, the most holy of Jewish holidays. So what can we learn about this most holy holiday? What can we learn from our Jewish brothers and sisters? Well, my good buddy, former NFL quarterback, ministry leader, Jeff Kemp is with us now. Hey, Jeff, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I'm, going into my eighth week, getting close to leaping tall buildings. I take a run at it, and I'm, probably getting as high as the first floor. It hurts when I hit I can't quite get over it, but I keep trying, I'm bound and determined to get back on the golf course. I can sense that I can, I'm getting closer and closer every day, so that's good. So, that's fine. But, like you right now, I'm in pain. I'm in a lot of empathy with what America is going through right now. Culturally, spiritually, I think Yom Kippur yesterday, Sunday and Monday being such a high holiday, holiday and a day to, to really reconnect with the Father in a serious manner. And the Jews do this in such a way. I mean, there's a 25-hour fast that is all part of it. And in fact, that ties into the greeting that you greet them and pray that their fast would be an easy fast. Because 25 hours, I mean, that's no water, no food. I mean, it is a hard fast to focus on, God Almighty. And if there was ever a time, Jeff, where we really needed to draw near to the Father in light of all that is happening. I mean, we got people going back to school. We got the kids going back to school. And parents, I'm hearing parents are just in an uproar again because they said, wait a minute, we thought we had this stuff settled. We thought this argument was already taken care of, but nope. Schools still moving to take control of kids, which is, against the Constitution. You know, the kids belong to the parents. They don't belong to school teachers. They don't belong to principals. But, you know, this is where we are right now. And I believe that God has given us a battle plan in which we stand on. We don't need to make any excuses. We don't even need to make arguments about it, Jeff. We just need to stand on what God has given us and the wisdom that the Holy Spirit has imparted in us, and to take courage. Because the fact of the matter is that people are, they're going to make their choices. There's no doubt. You know, we are free will agents, but this is a time for us to really shine and to be that salt and light that this current culture is in need of.
That's true. And, you know, going, I guess you set the stage that America, a great, great nation for, you know, over two centuries, is now, with its prosperity and kind of human advancement, starting to deconstruct some of the core virtues, mm-hmm. freedoms, beliefs, and moral and spiritual faith foundations mm-hmm. that anchored us and actually helped us to grow and prosper. And that's so common in humanity. Israel did this over and over. After God saved them and mm-hmm. showed them the way and gave them his statutes and his guidance, and they followed them for a while, they prospered greatly.
Yes.
But after prospering greatly, they forgot God and they turned to themselves, and that's when their circumstances got negative. Now, if you remember, God always worked through the negative circumstances, even like when the people of Israel got out of Egypt and
exactly.
they didn't go straight to the promised land. God said, they'll run back to Egypt if they face any opposition. Moses, take them to this spot that looks pretty bad. It's up against the Red Sea. They're going to get pinned there. And Pharaoh's going to think he can go get them again. And the people will panic, but don't worry. I'll take care of it. And, of course, that's when the Red Sea miracle wiped out all the Egyptians, and the Israelites walked through miraculously, because God wanted to show them that he is bigger than any circumstance, and he's always at work, no matter what's happening and how bad it looks. Nothing could have looked worse than the condition the people of Israel were in then. America is not in worse condition than that, or even the first century church in Rome, where they were persecuted and burned at the stake. So with that in mind, that God's always in control, even when your circumstances, the nation, the politics, the division, what's happening with schools, or the pulling of power and responsibility away from parents, you got to stay confident that God's in charge. And Yom Kippur, that you mentioned, has a lesson for us. It's the Day of Atonement for the Jews. It's the Day of Repentance. Their humility of that fast and apologizing to God for where they've gone astray seals his forgiveness and their fate for the next year.
Right,
and
exactly.
And so that's wonderful to them, that by saying, I'm sorry, God, please forgive us, you're atoning, and he will bless you for that next year. Well, we Christians have something very similar built on that, since Christianity is drawn from Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the same God, Yahweh. But we acknowledge the Savior, Jesus. We have a once-and-for-all atonement. We repent one time and say, Jesus, come into my life, be my Lord. Then we repent every day saying, but I still have my own self-will and selfishness and pride and fear. I'm going to repent, God, and put my trust back in you. And we live a life of repentance. And that seals our fate, not for a day, not for a year, but for the rest of our lives and for the rest of eternity. How
exactly.
awesome is that?
Right. And again, having done all to stand, Jeff, to your point, we just keep on standing. You got to stand on those principles, those things that you've been sealed. You've been sealed, the Bible says, you know, by the seal of the Holy Spirit. I mean, think about that. You know, the Holy Spirit is operating so powerfully in us, and we shouldn't take that for granted. We should definitely be aware of it. Instead of being aware of, you know, what's happening in the news and all this stuff, look at, just like you said, just like in, you know, thousands of years ago, that too passed. This too shall pass. And, you know, so, and as the Bible tells us,
Bill, that by Jesus' stripes, by his scourging, his whipping, his punishment, sacrifice of his blood on the cross, by his stripes you are healed. Mm-hmm. And then we are sealed by his presence in us, which he gives us, the Holy Spirit. Remember, he sent the Holy Spirit to all the disciples on the day of Pentecost, and the Holy Spirit has been with every single believer in Jesus Christ who trusts in him and follows him for the rest of history. The challenge is, if we don't stay humble, and if we're not kind of constantly in a repentant mode saying, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done, I know you forgave me, but I'm sorry for what I did and I want to be different. The more humble we are, the more we say, I'm not in control, you are. You know, mm-hmm. I can't do this on my own, I need you. That's what allows the Holy Spirit, right, not just to be in us, because he is in us, but to dominate us, to control us, right, to lead us, to shape us, to give us peace that surpasses understanding when circumstances are bad. And you said a little bit longer that we need to stand firm. Let's not just stand firm in certain convictions or, you know, a political position. You know, Moses told the people before that Red Sea experience, he said, do not be afraid. Stand firm. Look to God. You'll see him and his salvation. Mm-hmm. You simply need to be quiet. He told them all they had to do was be quiet and yeah, watch God save them. But that's what standing firm was. Yeah. So, Bill, you and I and every person aiming to follow Jesus, we need to stay humble, look to heaven, trust that God's got it under control, stand firm, but be quiet in our hearts. Mm-hmm. Don't panic.
And you can do that when you're standing firm and you feel the strength of the solid rock on which you stand, Jeff Kemp.
Right on.
Amen. You got it. Jeff Kemp, thank you, buddy. Take care.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
It's only early fall, but the U.S. Postal Service is ready for the upcoming holiday mailing and shipping season. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy says the Postal Service has been preparing all year to make sure holiday packages and greetings are delivered on time. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy.
A couple of years ago, we set out to make our performance during the peak season superior and routine. Building on the success of the last 2 years, we are leveraging improvements in our network processing, transportation, and delivery operations made possible by our Delivery for America plan. That is why this year, we will not only provide great service, especially with our new Ground Advantage product, but we will also not require a peak season surcharge. We are committed to delivering a holiday season that is both reliable and affordable.
Postal Service investments include hiring 10,000 seasonal employees and utilizing 348 new package sorting machines to increase daily processing capacity. To learn more, visit USPS.com. This message is sponsored by the U.S. Postal Service.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Ready for some good news? I am. We can always use some good news. And, of course, the good news girl is filled with it today, as always. Samantha Mao joins us now. Hey, Sam, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
Hey, doing terrific. This first story, a wedding dress finds its fairy tale ending at a Birmingham thrift store. And the dress shop comes forward as a donor. What happened?
So I saw this and I was like, there's no way this really happened. Amelia, Osterhout, she was at a thrift store and she finds this beautiful, I mean, just gorgeous wedding gown for $25. She wasn't she's not planning to get married at the moment. Maybe one day, but she's not planning a wedding right now. Yeah. And she's not engaged.
It could be a sign. A $25 gorgeous dress, this could be a sign of things to come, right?
That's right. So it's actually a $6,200 gown.
Oh, wow.
That was donated by a local wedding shop. For some reason, this, I guess it kind of sat on the rack for a while and it kept not selling. You know, $6,200 is a high price tag, but the average wedding gown these days is apparently over $2,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So this is, they can be a major expense to a bride. So the shop kind of, they did like different sales for it and it just never took off. And they're like, you know what? We're going to just donate it. They could have done something else to get money for it. It's a beautiful dress. Mm-hmm. You know, the kind that, celebrities wear, and and so this girl ends up doing a video on TikTok, and it gets over 3 million views. I think there might be a bunch of ladies running to the thrift stores now to see if they might be able to score their own wedding dress. But this wedding dress, she puts it on, it fits her like a glove. She basically has.
I was gonna ask you. I'm going, how did it fit? You know, because you're taking it off the rack here. You know.
That's right. And she said that it fits her like a glove. She doesn't need any alterations. I'm like, you basically had to get that dress.
It's your destiny, right? Exactly.
Oh, yeah. That's what she said. She said it was her fate to get that dress. So, I hope that she wears it on her wedding day. And I it'll make for a great story. I can't believe she said that. I wonder what she was originally shopping for. And
Exactly.
It must have stunned her to see this dress. And,
then she found her initials in the left pocket of the dress, right? In the left inseam. It's right there. So, okay, what else do I need to see here, right?
I know. Her groom appears out of nowhere.
Exactly. All of a sudden, you see this, Cinderella carriage, going by. It's going, okay, another sign. All right.
Fairy godmother.
Wow. How cool is that? What a story. So this is really, do you realize how many other women that this has encouraged, in hearing this story?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm. A lot of people don't think of going to a thrift store or anything for a wedding gown, but, that is one of those things that people only wear one time.
Yeah, and, exactly.
I mean, even...
Well, and most people wouldn't give... No, chances are. Yeah, it's kind of like that could be another, but a bad sign. You're exactly right, because the thing is that generally, too, what happens is people usually save their dresses. They don't necessarily, get rid of them. Unless it is tied to a bad experience or something. So the option is either you like to dress up or you send it off to the Goodwill, I guess. I don't know. But what a great story. I mean, this is fresh, new. Nobody else has worn this dress, a $6,000 dress. And she they just donated. And what she paid, $25 for it?
That's right. $25 for a $6,200 gown that fits her like a glove.
Can you imagine how many offers this girl has gotten? You know, hey, I'll give you a couple grand for it. No deal. No, it's okay.
That's right. I'm sure they're like, hey, you're not even getting married. Come on, let us have a...
Yeah, sorry, it's not your sign, it's my sign, so that's it.
That's right. It's her dress. It fits her like a glove, and it was fate. And, wow. I actually do see dresses getting resold more than they used to, and I don't know if it's, like, as negative as it used to be to sell it. I, of course, still have mine, but...
Didn't you bronze yours up and everything, along with your boots and everything, your shoes and all that?
No, I didn't. I think that's a cool idea. In a box.
Yeah, really. Right. Just you could make it part of the, when you enter the living room area, people come in, they see this dress there. It looked like something out of Beetlejuice or something. Yeah, I don't know. Just funny. Anyway,
I'm sure somebody out there has done it.
They probably have. They go, yeah, well, send us pictures. Send it to Sam and I. I'd love to see it. After 25 years of trying, here you've got a Skoda, gives birth to her first child at the age of 53. Wow, mazel tov. What a story, huh?
That's right. So Helen Douglas, she started trying when she was 28 years old with her husband at the time. And she's from Glasgow, Scotland. And she actually went through an amazing 21 rounds of in vitro fertilization that cost about
21. Oh, my gosh.
21 rounds.
Wow.
Yes. And, I've told you, I went through something
similar.
Right. Just a few rounds. And it takes an emotional toll to go through something like that.
And 21, my goodness, you need therapy when you get to that number, right?
Oh, yeah. And, it was paid for at first by the healthcare system, and then she began doing it out of pocket. And she knew one day she'd be a mom, because I think that to keep trying like that, she must have just known that it's going to happen, or
exactly.
Just had to believe that, because it was really good to you. And earlier this year she got pregnant, and she's gone through she went through several losses as well, but I think this kind of just shows you the reward of never giving up. I think that a lot of people would have given up a long time before that, because of like what we said, it's just a mental and emotional toll. And
plus she's 53.
That's right. She's 53, but she looks amazing. She's super fit. She's not.
She's not a 73-year-old, 53-year-old. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. Well, she's not. I would say she's not the typical 53-year-old. If you saw her walking down the street, not that that's bad or good, but she looks young. I'm 38.
It's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with it. Yeah. Look, good is good. Good is good. I mean, if she's 53 and looks like 33, why not?
That's right. And she was talking about, the experience of seeing her belly grow. And she said she would look down and see this happening. And she's like, I can't believe it's happening. I can't believe I'm going to be a mom. And then, her daughter arrives here. And she's healthy and beautiful. And, that's the best feeling in the world. I think that whenever you've wanted a child for a long time like that, I can't imagine 25 years of trying. I really can't.
Exactly.
We tried for 6 years. And
yes.
That was a lot.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can relate on so many levels. Like you said, not like 25 years, but still 6 years is a long time too. I mean, that's a lot. A lot of disappointment, and you get hopeful and all that. It's quite the roller coaster ride. But by the grace of God, here we go. We got Paxi with us now.
Like she said, whenever her daughter was born, and I feel the same way, it's like all those years of trying and all that, difficulty kind of melts away. So I think her sharing her story, I hope it gives other women out there hope, or, you know, other couples out there hope that are trying for their own miracle, because it can happen. And, you know, it's just it's just an amazing thing. 53 years old, first child.
Exactly.
After
well, it's kind of like, you know, the way that, you know, God designed it, you know, that women go through labor. And, you know, and all that it goes through, like they're, you know, what they tell me is like their body's being turned inside out. And then on the other side of that, here's the baby, and all that is forgotten. And,
right,
and thank God, thank God that all that is forgotten. Otherwise, you know, we'd be like, you know, like those insects, and the women would just eat our heads off. I'm talking about guys, right? What was it? Praying mantis, right? The praying mantis. That's what they do. They, you know, they mate, and the female eats the head off of the of the male. I guess she still remembers the pain or something. I don't know. Is that, you know, you're gonna pay for this, sucker. I'm telling you.
They would never do it more than once. If they, if, you know, if it wasn't worth it, nobody would ever go through labor more than once. And we know that's not the case. So
yeah, exactly.
And you.
Yeah, I know, and you read, I was just reading yesterday, this gal, you know, she's 15 kids. It's like, whoa, Lord have mercy. You know, and, but yeah, so yeah, if she remembered, he'd be dead. You know, he wouldn't have made it to the 15th one. No doubt.
That's right, that's true.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, this next story, first grader goes door to door with an offer to read to seniors. How sweet.
That's right. So Maggie Kuznia, she actually was joining her mom at the Senior Center Heritage Grove that her mom, Tiffany, works at. And on snow days, she'd just go with her mom, you know, whenever she couldn't go to school. And last winter, whenever she was packing her bag for the day, her mom reminded her to bring her Nintendo Switch. And Maggie said, you know what, I'm going to bring books today and read to the residents. And she's been doing ever since. And, you know, I think she's a chatty little girl, and she loves to talk and tell you all the interesting facts she knows. And I think something like this, I always love when I see really young people, you know, you've seen preschools like be combined with senior centers and different stuff like that. I just think it's,
exactly.
think it's good for everybody.
Yeah, without a dog. You know, I say without a dog. I'm thinking, yeah, either that or a dog. You know, dogs are very helpful as well with seniors, too. So, but what a sweet story. That's excellent. We got about a half minute left here, Sam. This one woman, she opens up a hot dog stand at 85 years old, again, proving the fact that we're happiest when we're working, right?
That's right. So Joan Dearhart, her husband passed away about 10 years ago, and she decided recently, she's been volunteering and doing different stuff, and she decided she's going to open up Jay's Hot Diggity Dogs.
Oh, cool.
Like, it's never too late to start an adventure new.
Yeah, well, and it has to be Hot Diggity Dog. I mean, look at, she's 85 years old. That's part of her slogan, Hot Diggity Dog, you know, that age group and everything. Perfect. I love it. That's great. So God bless her, and may she continue to enjoy all the joys of her enterprising efforts. Samantha Mao, she's a good news girl. Now you know why.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.